With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says he and Congress need to address the expensive problem of paying college athletes. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president brought together lawmakers, coaches, college presidents, and TV executives for a White House roundtable discussion. He warned that the soaring costs of paying college athletes is harming schools, and the problem is getting worse.
So we have to save college sports and save, I believe, colleges.
The president said Congress needed to approve legislation to modify the use of name, image, and likeness contracts for students. He also said he might sign an executive order. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's time to spring forward 1 hour, beginning Sunday at 2 a.m., and people hate changing clocks twice a year.
Scott Yates with Lock the Clock says he got involved in the discussion for personal reasons.
Like so many people, I was just frustrated having to change the clocks twice a year. I didn't like losing an hour of sleep in the spring.
And says he's optimistic about getting rid of the time change.
It's a terrific bipartisan issue. Nobody's going to bicker about that part. So it's just a matter of getting it done.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Three people have been killed in an apparent tornado in southern Michigan on Friday, authorities said, as powerful storms ripped across the state, tearing the roof off a home improvement store and knocking down trees. The Branch County Sheriff's Office said three people were also taken to the hospital after the apparent tornado hit the Union Lake area, which is about 125 miles west of Detroit. On Wall Street, a rough day as the Dow was down by 453 points, the NASDAQ dropped 361, the S&P 500 lower by 90. This is SRN News. A warning from the Trump administration, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The Department of Health and Human Services has sent a letter to all 50 states warning them they cannot take a child away from their parents because mom and dad do not support the youngster's decision to live as the opposite sex. There are isolated reports of this happening in several states, and the Trump administration wants to nip it in the bud. HHS says, quote, parents have the right to raise their children according to their religious beliefs. Michael Harrington reporting.
A German court has convicted a Syrian man of stabbing and seriously wounding a Spanish tourist at Berlin's Holocaust Memorial just over a year ago, and sentenced him to 13 years in prison. The 20-year-old defendant was convicted on charges including attempted murder and attempted membership in a foreign terrorist organization. He carried out the attack in the name of ISIS. This is SRN News. The former coach of the University of Michigan Wolverines has reached a plea deal with prosecutors. We hear more on the story from correspondent Jennifer King reporting.
In Ann Arbor, former Michigan football coach Sharon Moore has accepted a deal, pleading no contest to two misdemeanor charges, trespassing and malicious use of a telecom device in a domestic relationship. In exchange, three more serious charges, including felony home invasion, were dropped. Ellen Michaels is Moore's attorney.
Mr. Moore is pleased to put this behind him and move forward.
The case stemmed from a confrontation after Moore was terminated. The university said there was credible evidence the Wolverines head coach had engaged in an inappropriate relationship with his executive assistant. Moore was arrested when he confronted the woman in her apartment and she called 911. I'm Jennifer King.
More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.